Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back. Marks and Reese, Mike Quick coming up at 3 o'clock. And we're going to either play Mike Trout or the whiny Minnesota Vikings fans that were complaining after arriving back in Minnesota. Ike, you want to do Trout first or the little whiny Vikings fans? What sound you want to hear first?
The whiny Viking fan.
All right, that's what I wanted to hear too. So Ben, let's hear it. What is it? This is on a TV station out there. Is it KCCO?
I know, might as well call it Wine TV.
All right, well here it is.
We had some friends who had their hats taken off and thrown in the urinals and urinated on.
That was walking down to his seat and pushed down, punched in the face on the.
That never happened.
On the ground.
A lot of random acts of violence.
I don't mind losing, but if the people are going to be that bad, I'm not going to go.
Usually it's like 90% good people, 10% bad, and this is completely reversed. 10% good, 90% bad.
There you go. 90% Ike. Even the little children, the 5-year-old girls that were there punching people in the face. Do you really believe someone got shoved down and then punched in the face and there were no arrests? There was no report of any of this. You notice all
hats
these
taken off and thrown in the urinals.
I could maybe see that.
You know what that reminds me of?
Ike's got that nice hat on, NFC Conference Championship hat on.
I just almost died.
What are you choking on?
A Kit Kat.
Who almost died in here and Spike saved him? Was it get a drink of water? I can
was
talk.
Was that Angelo?
Yeah, I think Angelo would have died if Spike
did the Heimlich.
Spike gave him the Heimlich. I don't know the Heimlich, Ike. I would just be trying to give you a bear hug.
Eagles are about to win the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine, Ike, if one of us choked to death on a Kit Kat when the Eagles were headed to the Super Bowl? That'd be the perfect Philadelphia fan way to die, right?
Before we get there.
Exactly.
Win it for Ike Reese.
Yeah. So,
win it for me.
They're winning for Joe DeCamera. He was out
for
weeks.
Yeah, he was worse than I was, yeah.
Yep, he was out for weeks. So, the Twitter question brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. Injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. Do you believe these Vikings fans? And if you listen to them, it's not them. It's they're hearing stories. Now, do I believe that people were harassed and maybe they were urinated on? Sure. I mean, all that stuff. But come on, give me a break.
Put your big boy pants
on. Like, you're going to Philly. You're really surprised that stuff like that's going to happen to you?
Well, here's the funny thing. I
come on.
Now, the young lady, okay, she gets a pass. But for the guys, I wouldn't even be telling these stories.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like, why are you even telling these stories?
They're soft.
Right? Like, come on, bro.
They're used to going to Lambo where you walk through the parking lot.
They clap for
you. Yeah, and they're like, hey, come over and have a brat.
Right.
You ain't getting that here in the NFC Championship game.
Like at Nebraska when they beat you and they clap for you as you walk off the field.
Yep.
Great effort, guys.
Good
try.
That's not this type of area. Like,
no.
Well, that's not happening here. So do I believe that there were some fans that were out of line? There were some fans that were out of line, I'm sure. But that's...
Yeah.
If you can't deal with it, these people are like, I'm just not going to go if they're that bad. Yeah, you probably shouldn't come because that's the way it's going
to
be.
They tried to warn you and you still came.
Yeah, so, I could handle those people.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't they warn you about colors?
Can we hear them again, Ben?
Had their hats taken off and thrown in the urinals and urinated on.
Oh, my God. Now, really, you took them off and urinated on them?
Right.
Or you just were messing around when they were up at the urinal? That's probably what happened.
And what did you do, or what did that person do when they removed your hat?
Yeah, really.
Hey, give me my hat back, man. Come on, man.
Excuse me, could you return my hat, please?
Yeah, I mean, you are on the road. You know the reputation. They warned everybody out there before you got on the plane to come out here. You decided to come. Why are you surprised?
So check it out. Who's
like they warned you, and I'm not even saying it happened. All I'm saying is they are talking like they're surprised.
Yeah, I'm saying it happened. Something like that. Hey, something happened. Who's the guy that comes and sees us at Chickie and Pete's? He usually comes for the players show, but he was there early yesterday. He looked like he was on drugs. He's a shorter guy that's stocky.
You want me to say? I don't know who that is.
Well, I mean, see, but you know who I'm talking about, right? Could you see him at the game? He was all fired up yesterday. Could you see him doing something stupid?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Could you see him doing something to a Viking fan?
Yeah, especially if he had something. Yeah. He had some Ike juice or something.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure that these guys got harassed a little bit. But please.
Oh, well.
Hold on. Amy is in Minneapolis. Amy? Oh, this is Amy Ritter, who we met yesterday. Hi, Amy.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Amy? Back home, huh?
I'm actually delayed in Denver trying to get back home to Minneapolis. There was a snowstorm, so I'm chilling listening to you guys. But I want to talk about these whiny Vikings fans, okay?
All right.
So let's talk about strike one. After their miracle fluke that got them into the NFC Championship game, there are fans at the press conference screaming, "We want Philly." Strike one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into strike two, where Zimmerman comes out and calls the town a bunch of drunks, okay? So it's already being cooked up. On Saturday, when I woke up in my hotel in Philly, the first thing I hear is about some Vikings fans going down to the Rocky statue and defacing it with purple gear. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
This jerk-off realtor I work with back in Minneapolis, I'm not at his brokerage, but he thinks he's hot shit, takes out a billboard across from...
I got her.
Oh, she got mute because we both hit it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Amy. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, that was fiery. I like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, she can maybe get back in. Just can't use the profanities on the air. Yes. So Amy's from Philly, lives in Minneapolis. I guess her husband moved out there for work or whatnot, and she came back for the game. But yeah. Like, under no circumstances is it okay to be violent, or should you be throwing beer at people? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's a reality.
Yeah.
Just saying it's a reality.
Well, guess what, Minnesota Viking fans? We're coming to your city.
Uh-oh.
Imagine what that's going to be like for a whole week.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving this city until at the end of the Super Bowl.
So just when you thought you weren't going to have to deal with Eagle fans anymore by... A, you got to come back out here next year because I think we play the Vikings next year. B, we're coming to your city in a week. Take that.
Yeah, a week. How about that? We'll be there.
We're coming to take over your city
for a week. Kenny in the Dirty 30. Are you going, Kenny?
Of course he is.
Guys, yeah, listen.
What's up?
When you told me you were going to, by the way, Johnny Marks, first time I ever called you. Congrats on the afternoon gig. Ike, always great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Kenny.
When you told me you were going to the Mall of America, I just want to give you a little bit of advice. First off, it's not right in town. It's like Conshohocken in the center city. That's how far out it is, but there is public transportation there. But this mall, guys, it's nothing like you've ever seen. The middle of the mall, there's an indoor amusement park. Roller coasters, Ferris wheels, log flume, all kinds of stuff like you've never seen. But I want to recommend you guys do one thing while you're there. Inside the mall, they got this store. It's got 8 flight simulators in there, and you can take any aircraft from World War I all the way up to present, and you climb in the cockpit, and they give you a helmet and a flight suit and a headset, and you're talking to this air traffic control tower, and you can do dogfights, and you can rent it for a half hour, an hour. It's not that expensive, and I'm addicted to it. I cannot go to that.
Well, there we go, Ike.
The flight simulator. You guys,
our entertainment's taken care of. Ferris wheels for you, and...
It's like Top Gun. You can be a Maverick and Goose and shoot down some Russians. It's hysterical.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when are you going out, Kenny?
Well, I'm going out Wednesday because I have a speaking engagement in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is only like 2.5 hours away. It's like from Baltimore to Philly.
Get out of here. So you're going to drive
Friday
over?
Afternoon. Well, yeah, I'm there. Might as well, right? You know.
My man.
take care of it and go take in the lovely scenes because it's going to be beautiful there. It's going to be a balmy negative 27 degrees.
They're calling for snow, Kenny. So here's the forecast next week is, and I'm looking on the iPhone forecast, which never seems to be right. So we're arriving Tuesday morning. 38 is the high on Tuesday. Wednesday, 32, but the low is 6, and it has the snowflake in the description. So snow on Wednesday, and then snow Thursday, 14 is the high with a low of 1. Are we going to be taking a bus to the Mall of America? What is this? Mall of America's not downtown or anything?
Bro, I don't know. It's funny.
It's really far away. It's nowhere close to downtown.
I played up there a couple times. I just don't remember anything about playing up there.
Yeah.
Except being in the dome.
Getting in and playing and getting out.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably all you really want to remember from going up there. You're not up there for any leisure time. You're going up there to...
Yeah, it wasn't for leisure time. Yeah, we played once in college.
Yep.
I think twice in the pros, once in the preseason.
Hmm. Let's go to...
It wasn't memorable.
Well, and you played in the old stadium.
Yeah, it was in the old one.
It's like the vet with the dome, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you had this long way to walk just to get to the field.
From the locker room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, long corridor.
Yep.
Probably cold, concrete.
Down a long flight of stairs.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Mike and Ambler. Mike, what's up, brother?
Hey, Ike and Mark. How are you doing?
How are you?
What up, Mike?
I'm ecstatic about the Super Bowl, but I am nervous. A dragon is guarding that Lombardi trophy, and they're going to have to go slay that dragon now. I need some Mike juice to help me out.
Getting.
I think we got it for you.
I want to make a statement about some news that came around today. The big story this morning that I read is that the Patriots chose to wear their white jerseys to the Super Bowl, forcing the Eagles to wear the midnight green.
Yes.
Now, Bleacher Report reported that 12 out of the past 13 Super Bowl winners wore white. The start of the 13 years was the Eagles, where they turned the ball over 4 times. But who was that exception that one time of the 13 years? It was the Green Bay Packers. And what was different about them from the other times in this trend? They were the only ones aside from the Eagles to wear green. It's time for Rocky II, baby.
Wow, that's like great jersey knowledge, man.
It's great jersey knowledge.
Also, if we want the Eagles to win, we want Tom Brady to win the MVP. The MVP, when going to the Super Bowl, is always defeated in the Super Bowl since 1999. Now, if I know Carson Wentz, which I don't, he's more worried about winning the Super Bowl than winning a useless paperweight that says MVP.
Man, is that true? The MVP hasn't won the Super Bowl since 1999?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I have a
man.
Question for you, Ike.
Well, most of them don't even play in the game.
Right.
It makes sense. But trend's a trend. It goes in favor of the Eagles if Tom Brady wins.
Right.
Also, question for you, Ike. You said that you think the stadium will be 70% Eagles fans yesterday. Does that happen? Aren't Super Bowl tickets near sold out way before the playoffs start? I'm pretty ignorant in this regard. Thanks, guys.
Well, I would imagine they're sold out from a standpoint of brokers got them, right?
Secondary market is where you get tickets.
That's where you get the tickets from.
Or each team has an allotted lottery, and that's where Sean and
Stephanie and
all our friends that come see us every week.
Chickies and Peach, they've already won.
They won the lottery,
which is amazing. To get them,
And Sean was saying face value is $12.50 a ticket,
Ooh-wee.
Which is a lot. But considering you could sell that ticket, and not that he's going to, but you could sell the ticket for $5,000-$6,000, depending on what it's looking like.
Sure, you can.
It's a lot of money that you can make.
Yes. So, you know, the tickets pretty much probably are spoken for in some degree, but I would imagine there are going to be a lot of them available on the...
Can we go to StubHub? Are you on StubHub right now, Ben? Check it out. We'll give you an update coming up on StubHub, because I know there's a... Here's what I have. I have a lot of friends that are saying... They're coming out. Like, my brother-in-law's coming. He's like, can you help me out with a ticket? And I'm like, no. Yeah, I can go on StubHub and tell you they're $5,000.
Right.
I can't get tickets. I can ask around.
You want the price here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to sit alone, upper sideline 309? How's that?
No, a pair. Give me the price of that.
I'll give you a pair. We'll get you an upper end zone 301, 2 tickets, $4,264 each.
And what's the single ticket?
A single ticket will be $4,232. So you save a good $32.
$4,200 a ticket.
Wow. Wow.
That's $4,000, man.
Man.
But I have a lot of people telling me I'm coming.
Well, if you got the money and you know you're going to find tickets, there are people going out there with no tickets, man.
Yep.
Willing to spend. They got a certain amount.
Just to be there.
Yeah. Well, they got a certain amount if they're willing to spend on the ticket.
If you want 50-yard line on the Eagles sideline, it'll cost you $18,000.
Yeah, see, I don't know who's going out there with that type of bread.
There's the people.
Those seats won't be empty when the game starts.
They will not. There'll be someone there. But that's the thing about Ike, and you know this. You've been doing radio over 10 years now on this station, that people in this city, instead of going on vacation, they're buying tickets.
Yeah.
That's what they do as their hobby.
Yeah.
is watch their teams and go to games and buy apparel and go down to spring training and go to fantasy camp and do this and do that. What they do.
Yeah, and you're going to get people who want to just go out there to be a part of the scene and may return before the actual game starts, but they want to be out there during the week.
They've been adding flights, too.
Yeah.
Up in Newark's running flights now. So someone was telling me yesterday at Chickie. So there are additional flights if you look at, because a flight for $1,400.
Yeah, dude, this is.
Just drive out there.
We're going, and I'm glad the station is sending us, but had they told us we weren't going, I would probably be happier. I would be happier.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying. Listen, I make no bones about it. I'd rather be here with the peeps here.
Well, the great thing is we get to come home.
That's a circus out there. That's what that is, man.
Oh, it is.
That's for people who want to go somewhere to be a part of something to say, I was there.
I was there.
That's why I've never been a person that goes to the Super Bowl, All-Star games, and this, that, and the other. There's some guys that show up at all the events.
Of course.
Because I was there.
They want to be seen.
Yes. Yes, and so.
Yeah, you want to be seen, seeing your TV and watching what you want and not bothered with something.
Well, the good thing is we're back Saturday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, no, I
certainly wanted to watch the game back here.
We could have stayed. We could have stayed and went to the game.
Yep.
And Spike wanted us here Monday morning, but we could have stayed and went to the game and made arrangements, and both of us want to come back. I want to be here.
Yeah.
I want to be with the people. I want to see my family on Saturday.
I got to be high-fiving and hugging and people that I know, not high-fiving people I don't know.
Exactly. And we'll come back, 888-729-9494. Mike Trout.
I want to be crying with the people that I know.
Ben, you and Ben can cry together. You know he's going to be crying. He's going to start crying right now. You don't watch it. He's so emotional about this.
I'm going to be crying so hard. I'm going to do that silent cry where your face just like contorts and nothing comes out.
And you do a snot rocket because you're trying to trying to see.
That was my favorite as a kid.
I'm not going to be talking to be like, there you go. I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Oh, my God. We'll come back.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.